coming into our second sitting. Let yourself get nicely settled, but as the afternoon lengthens, being very careful to take care of sleepiness with standing, eyes open, whatever you need. Lots of water imagery today with our day on equanimity and balance. And so we're going to carry on with this. And so we have a poem here to help us out as we will engage in a sitting practice that will use the image of the river. And so with this poem, the instruction with the poem is really to remember that whatever obstacle may show up in our lives, in our awareness, it is not damming us like damming of a river. But I think there's a double entendre meant here. And so the instruction is to let it all be and flow with some equanimity, just like the river does. So here's the poem to help us. And it's by someone some of you may know, Robert Priest. And the poem's called We Are Not Damned, D-A-M-M-E-D, We Are Not Damned. We are not damned, not by our blood, not by our flesh. We flow around such obstacles. We seep through, we simply evaporate and return. Nor can our sins dam us. We are rivers that perpetually break their bonds. Ice cannot block us. We are not damned by being compact, by being bone. We are not damned by blockheadedness. Nothing can hold us back forever. We are not stopped, locked, not even by God for good. Suddenly we cut loose, go with the flow. Let the blessing erode the curse. Let the flood come and the banks burst. And the spirit in us grow in common current. Unrehearsed, unpredictable, a risky wave to lift the earth up to the sky like a bubble, on a surge, and in real time wind, let it go. Or I guess in real time wind, let it go. And so can we do that? Can we let go like a river? Let be, let flow like a river. So as we sit here with whatever postures we've chosen, to bring into our mind's eye the image of a river, one that you know or you've seen pictures of, that may speak to you, a river that is gently flowing and serene, not a raging river. Even if inside you feel raging, let it be a gently flowing river. Let it also be a river that's got clear waters. And in those places of stillness, one can see to the bottom. There's clarity. Letting our awareness be like the flowing of the river. Moving, flowing, places of clarity. Notice too how the river has banks. See into them in your mind's eye. You don't have to visualize, just sense into the banks of the river as rough or smooth, pebbles, sand, trees. But as you sense into the river, feel the containment of the river. It has boundaries. It is held just as we are held by our bodies. Letting our bodies be as the banks of the river, containing our awareness. And you may find it helpful as you practice to sense into the breathing and feeling the breathing rising and falling like the movements of the river flowing along. Work with this image as it helps stabilize awareness. Let it go if it doesn't. Sometimes the awareness moves off the sense of body breathing. Can we let those thoughts and emotions be like a bubble in a stream? Even if they feel like a whirlpool of thought and emotion, can we feel into the banks of the river, our bodies? Feel into the flowing breath and just let it move through like a river. Let it subside. And so practicing like this in the silence now. The river is forever changing, and so too is the breathing, is this body, ourselves, always in process, always moving, even when we're still. Invoke the image of the river to help you to feel stable, to let experiences flow, to let the breath move through you. If we get caught up in some difficulty and lose our way, can we just feel into it through the body, through the breathing. Let it be like a little log jam in the river of experience. A little log jam that loosens and releases, and the river flows on. Rivers have a great deal to teach us about letting be, letting go, knowing everything changes and passes, is conditioned. And so points us to a balance of mind, to equanimity.